Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting new approach to augmenting large language models, CAG, or Cage Augmented Generation. It's revolutionizing how we build AI agents.
KAK? That sounds intriguing. So what's the core idea behind it, and how does it differ from the more traditional RAG, or Retrieval Augmented Generation?
Excellent question. RAG relies on retrieving relevant chunks of information from a knowledge base to answer user queries, right? CAK, on the other hand, preloads the entire database into the model's context window. Think of it as giving the model complete access to all the information at once.
Wow, feeding the entire database. That must have been impossible just a couple of years ago with the limited context windows, right?
Precisely. Older LLMs had context windows of just 4,000 tokens. But things have changed dramatically. Models like Gemini support up to 2 million tokens. That's like 1.5 million words. Even war and peace look small in comparison.
Mind-blowing. But doesn't RAG have its advantages? I mean, surely searching a database is more efficient than processing millions of tokens every time.
While RAG is a powerful technique, it does come with its own set of challenges. Think about the complexity of setting up a vector database, the latency introduced by searching, and most importantly, ensuring retrieval accuracy. You need to make sure the retrieved chunks contain all the necessary information, which can be tricky with complex queries or multi-part code examples.
So with CAG, we avoid those issues completely.
Largely, yes. Since the entire document is in the context window, the model has all the information it needs. This simplifies the process immensely, leading to cleaner code and faster development. The example in the video of building a chat with PDF application using Gemini demonstrates this beautifully. Just a few lines of code.
That sounds almost too easy. Are there any downsides to this KK approach?
Well, cost and retrieval accuracy were concerns initially, but even these have seen significant improvements, particularly with Gemini. Its retrieval accuracy is near perfect, even with vast contexts, and the cost has come down dramatically.
What about the speed? Processing such large context windows must be slow, right?
Surprisingly not. The video shows an example where an entire API documentation website was processed in just a couple of seconds, with minimal cost. That's incredibly efficient.
I'm starting to see the appeal of CAG. But what about situations where the database is truly massive, even beyond the capacity of these expanded context windows?
That's where things get interesting. The video suggests a hybrid approach, using traditional search methods to narrow down the relevant data before feeding it to the LLM. Or even using parallel LLM calls on subsets of the data, summarizing the results with a final LLM. Pretty clever, huh?
Very. The video also mentions head-on. What's that about?
Hedin is an open-source platform for logging, monitoring, and debugging LLM applications. It provides valuable insights into how users are interacting with your LLM, tracks costs, errors, latencies, and even offers auto-caching. It's a crucial tool for optimizing performance and understanding user behavior.
That sounds invaluable for anyone working with LLMs. Any final thoughts on CAK?
I think it's a game changer. It greatly simplifies building LLM-powered applications and opens up a whole new world of possibilities. The example of building a custom MCP to help users interact with external documentation highlights its practical potential. I'm excited to see how this technology evolves. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.